B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Another high school delaying in-person learning because of a party. Tragic elevator accident in Alston and the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Oh. It's going to look a lot different this year. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Call it petty, call it savage, but what the family of Carol Baskin's missing husband did during her Dancing with the Stars debut last night was pure brilliance.
Leroy has your sports.
And the Celtics are just 8 wins away from a championship. Do you believe?
But first, Dover Sherborne, the latest school to delay in-person learning after students had a house party. Mm. The party had up to 150 people who weren't wearing masks or social distancing and were drinking. The high school's hybrid learning plan is now delayed until September 21st. Anyone who is identified as attending the party must undergo COVID-19 testing prior to returning to in-person learning.
Listen, Dover Sherborne, just who was yesterday? Lincoln Sudbury? Yeah. No. They're not. They're ruining it because they're getting caught. If you think that that's not happening in your town or your city, you're tripping. You think these kids are like, no, listen, I can't go on Friday night. No, because of social distance. How many people are going to be at the party? Oh, that's too many. I'm sorry. I can't go.
I heard that the mother of the house, I guess the kid had invited like 8 people to come, and it like
That's how it always happens.
Turns into 16, turns into 32.
Like, you're like, I own this house. How many people do you know? Those two over there in that corner and one of my friends upstairs having sex.
An investigation's underway after a woman died in an elevator accident in Alston. Police were called to the scene for a report of trauma, and officers found the woman in the elevator on the first floor. Mm. She was pronounced dead at the scene. The victim's not been identified, but she recently moved into the building. Reports say she was trying to load a box into the elevator when it appeared to drop between floors.
Oh,
a person suffering from shock was taken to the hospital, and an investigation is ongoing to figure out why the elevator failed. God, that is so awesome.
That had to be an old school elevator.
Oh, God.
Because a lot of the newer ones, I have a friend who works on elevators and escalators and stuff, and he always says to me, he goes, listen, elevators are not dangerous. Escalators will kill you because they are just literally conveyor belts. So if you get stuck in an escalator, it doesn't have that. Unless somebody hits that safety off button, it's just going to keep crunching you. But elevators have that.
Okay.
The newer school elevators have that emergency stop. But clearly, this was an old one.
I was going to say, you know when you're getting into one of those old elevators that, like, I was in one, like, last week, and I remember going on it thinking, like, okay, let me off, because they're scary.
That's terrible, man.
Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is going to look a lot different this year. So this year, the parade will include both live and recorded segments, and they'll have the giant helium balloon floats, although people won't be walking around with them. They're going to have them, like, tied to trucks or something. There will be performers. Santa will be there, but it won't travel the usual 2.5-mile route, and the number of participants reduced by 75%. Those who will be participating will be socially distanced, wearing face coverings, and out-of-state marching bands will have to wait until next year to participate. All right, it's Melissa with the juice.
Well, if you're a fan of the Emmy-nominated show Cheer on Netflix, you know who Jerry Harris is. So he is the super popular, motivating, kind of like the most entertaining cheerleader on the mat for Navarro College, who is now under... Are we going to shut that cell phone off? Or
not mine. I don't know who's it.
Mark, get your cell phone.
Sorry, I couldn't avoid it. It was like piercing my ear.
Here, Mark, your wife just called. Can I hung up on her?
Jesus.
Explain to your wife why I hung up on her.
Oh, my God. Okay.
On a live radio show.
No. So, if you watch Cheer on Netflix, it's one of my favorite shows on Netflix, you know who Jerry Harris is. He
tastes like chicken.
Yes, he is the most entertaining cheerleader. He's on the mat for Navarro College.
He looks like a gay Cam Newton.
Okay. Well, that's a great description.
He does.
He is now under investigation by the FBI for allegedly soliciting minors for sex. So apparently the company Varsity, the biggest force in the world of cheerleading, became aware of the allegations and notified authorities who searched Jerry's Illinois home yesterday. One of the pieces of evidence included a Snapchat message of Jerry's face with the message, "Would you ever want to rhymes with muck. There's also text messages from Jerry to the alleged victims, which supposedly he was 19 at the time. The victims were allegedly 13 at the time. A spokesperson for Jerry says they are disputing the claims that he was 19 years old. There was no physical contact, and they are confident the true facts will be revealed. So far, Jerry has not been charged, but I will tell you, I did see the evidence. It does not look good for Jerry.
Melissa's devastated by the story. She's just like, no, he makes incredible facials and has charisma. No, he couldn't do it.
He's legit one of the most lovable characters on this show. He was on Ellen. He had interviews with Oprah. He's a great...
Wait, I'm not, he was on Ellen?
No, he must not be guilty. Correction. That is not what I'm saying. When you find out that somebody that you are a fan of is doing heinous acts like this, it's just disappointing. So yes, it's very disappointing, but I hope the truth definitely comes out. Chris Evans addressed his leaked penis pic, sort of. I told you guys yesterday that Captain America himself accidentally leaked a gallery of pics on his Instagram, which, by the way, I'm still thinking it wasn't an accident. One of the pictures, of course, was an erect penis, and until yesterday, he hadn't spoken on it. Well, he did, and he used it as a way to motivate people to vote. He tweeted, quote, "Now that I have your attention," followed by an embarrassed emoji. He wrote, "Vote November 3rd.
Wow, that's good.
He's good.
I love him.
And nothing could damper Carol Baskin's spirits during her debut on Dancing with the Stars last night. It was her moment to shine, right? Wrong. The family of Carol's missing husband, Don Lewis, made sure to put a dark cloud over the night by taking out an ad during the two-hour premiere asking the public's help in finding him. Mm. Now, quick backstory in case you're not a Tiger King fan. Mm. Carol Baskin was married to millionaire Don Lewis when he went missing in 1997, and the overall consensus is that Carol was responsible. But till this day, Don is still missing, and we still don't know what really happened. Hence the ad taken out by Don's daughters and the family attorney.
I'm Donna. I'm Don Lewis's oldest daughter. We need to know what happened to our father.
Don Lewis mysteriously disappeared in 1997. His family deserves answers. They deserve justice. Do you know who did this or if Carol Baskin was involved?
A $100,000 reward has been funded. You can call the tip line at 646-450-6530.
Not just involved. Didn't they say that like she had him eaten by tigers or something like that?
Listen.
Like, it's gruesome.
What are you all watching?
Yeah. No. There has been so many stories.
She's not a good person. She's not a good person.
And by the way, Carol, as you can expect, was pretty horrible in her first dance last night. She got a score of 11 from the judges out of a possible 30. So yeah, she was definitely one of the worst of the night. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
All right, there was a NFL doubleheader for Monday Night Football. The Steelers over the Giants 26-16, and the Titans snuck by the Broncos 16-14. NFL free agent Eric Reed said the NFL social justice campaign this season is half-hearted at best, and that the league's use of video of Colin Kaepernick kneeling, even though he's still not assigned to a team, is diabolical. He said NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell hasn't even called Cap to apologize, and because of that, he believes that proves it's nothing but a PR stunt. And it's game one of the NBA Eastern Conference Finals between the Celtics and the Heat. Will Gordon Hayward play G-Money? I don't know. They need all hands on deck. The Heat are a mentally and physically tough team, so the Celtics have some work to do. Tip-off is at 6:40.
Good.
Yeah, I know.
Finally,
that is great,
game.
Right? The Sox will face the Miami Marlins. That game will also start at 6:40. Which one are you watching?
Oh, God.
What's happening?
The Red Sox or the Celtics?
Let's see.
Right? Right.
No,
7:30. That's my show. Don't talk bad about Chronicle.
No,
don't play. All right. All right. We was going to have to talk after the mics went off. And that's your sports.
All right. Your good news today. Carol Richards is from Washington, and she came across stacks of family photo albums in this old brown suitcase while she was cleaning out her husband's grandmother's garage. So while they were looking through the pictures, she decided she wanted to try and find any living relatives of the people in the photos. Luckily, 90% of the pictures were labeled, so she set up a Facebook group called Memories from Helen's Suitcase. Most of the photos were from the 1915s to 1930s, and one of them had two little boys in it. Carol was able to find the granddaughters of the two boys who didn't even know about each other. She said that's why she does it, not for reward, but to make other people happy. That's your good news in this report made hot by the Jimmy Fund, supporting groundbreaking cancer treatment and patient care at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute of Boston.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.